This is The Takeaway. I'm Noelle King, in for John Hockenberry. Since an earthquake devastated Haiti in 2010, around 58,000 Haitians have been living in the U.S. under something called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. This is a program for citizens of countries that are dealing with serious conflicts or natural disasters. The protection for these folks was set to expire in July, but the Department of Homeland Security said yesterday they will extend TPS for another 6 months to allow time for Haitians living here to get their affairs in order. Immigration advocates had lobbied hard for the extension, saying even 7 years after the earthquake, the country is still not stable enough for Haitians to return home.
It was a pretty dense situation because I had to run for my life.
Kenneth Azzi is a Haitian citizen who's in the U.S. under TPS. He lives in the Boston area and is just finishing up his third year at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He moved to the U.S. just a couple days after the earthquake in 2010.
I consider it a miracle, the fact that I was able to make it. I had to travel to Dominican Republic, from Dominican Republic, travel to New York in order for me to be here and to have a better life.
How old were you when the earthquake happened?
I was 19.
19?
19-year-old.
All right, you're about to enter your final year of college. Are you working as well?
Yes, I am a retirement specialist. I also do investments, and I do learning and development for the company.
Back in April, the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, a man named James McCammon, said TPS for Haitians should not be extended again because he says conditions in that country have improved enough for you and others like you to go back. What are you hearing from your friends and family back home? Have things improved enough so that if you were to get on a plane in 6 months, you could get on with your life?
Noelle, if I can give you a short timeline of the situation of Haiti. So in 2010, there was this huge earthquake that completely destroyed the country. After that earthquake, there was a huge cholera epidemic killing thousands of people. The third was the recent Category 4 hurricane that devastated most part of the country. So considering everything that took place within the past 7 years, I can confidently say I'm adamant about it that Haiti is not ready to receive 50,000 people.
And when you say Haiti is not ready to have you back, can you tell me specifically what it is you're talking about? I mean, on a very basic level, how are your parents doing?
I am fortunate that my family is doing okay. It's not doing the best because of condition of life. But when it comes to other families, it will not be the same for them because we have a lot of children. 5, 6, or 10-year-old, they do not have access to clean water. They do not have access to safety. Safety is actually one of the most important aspects. People, they cannot eat. They cannot provide to their family. So they have to go out of the way in order to survive. There's a lot more that we can say. There's a lot more. But in summary, that is some of the factors creating instability and making Haiti not a safe place as of right now.
You know, Kenny, a lot of people would say that the key word in temporary protected status is temporary. You've been in the U.S. for 7 years. You've done very well for yourself. But how long do you think that this program should continue to cover you?
I will honestly say 18 to 24 months.
18 to 24 months.
That is correct. Just to allow things to get back on track, even though the Haitian government on its own, they will not be able to do everything in 18 to 24 months, but that will psychologically prepare people and having them allocate enough resources to get back to Haiti.
All right. Kenny Azzi, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you for having me.
Kenny Azzi is a Haitian living under temporary protected status in the U.S.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.